Some of Australia's leading actors and filmmakers have gone bush to bring the first Aboriginal musical to the screen. Brand New Day has already been a stage hit many times over since its first performance in the northwestern Australian town of Broome 18 years ago. Now Broome itself has become part of the movie set. Anne-Maria Nicholson reports.
And action!
It's 36 degrees and muggy, but the hot, windy conditions on Broome's Cable Beach don't deter director Rachel Perkins. She's passionate about bringing the first Aboriginal musical, Brand New Day, to the screen.
It was like the soundtrack of our lives, and we used to sing a lot of the songs. When we were like away from our homes, we used to sing the words to "I'm a long way away from my country" and things like that. You know, I was just swept away with the sort of joy of the work and the sort of endorsement that it gives you about, yes, it's great to be Aboriginal, and yeah, these are fantastic, joyous, funny, rebellious, you know, people and songs, and sort of a life-affirming story for Black Australia.
There's a couple of Oscar winners on set filming the finale. Behind the camera, the Lord of the Rings cinematographer Andrew Lesney. In front, Geoffrey Rush as the harsh priest Father Benedictus. But this is essentially a Black film, a celebration of three generations of talented Indigenous actors and filmmakers, many who cut their entertainers' teeth on the original musical. Choreographer Stephen Page.
The good thing about it, it's a Black film, you know, like it really is an Aboriginal film. And because its story is embedded about a language and the music. And like I said before, the land really shapes the people and the people tell the story. And, you know, there's no truer sense to the story or the energy than this one of Brand New Day, because it is a true Australian story.
Ningaly Lawford is used to playing a distraught mother on stage and screen in Rabbit Proof Fence. She's doing it again, torn between keeping her son at home or sending him to boarding school in faraway Perth.
I think it's a fantastic energy because this is a Broome production. This is for Broome, about Broome, for the Kimberley people. But I think it's for everyone, and to showcase this part of the country to the whole of Australia, but it's our issue. It's all of our issues. It's Indigenous and it's non-Indigenous issues.
And making her screen debut, singer Missy Higgins.
Everyone feels, actually, everyone that's involved feels like it's going to be something really special, that it's going to be a bit historical. I mean, there's never been an Aboriginal musical movie made. And it tells a really beautiful, innocent story about an Aboriginal boy growing up in Broome.
Brand New Day's origins were at the Sun Pictures in central Broome. This is where its creator, a young Jimmy Chai, was swept up in the world of movies, an experience that ignited the young boy's imagination. The musical was a hit in the hometown, then across the country. Jimmy Chai still lives in Broome. He suffers from bipolar disease and his health is fragile, so his involvement in the film is minimal. But one of his boarding school friends, Stephen Albert, is continuing his long association with Brand New Day, first in the musical and now in the film.
In fact, we got kicked out of the same place on the same day, Christmas Day in 68. Well, me, because I didn't go to church in the morning, and I think he didn't go to Holy Communion, so we both got kicked out at different times of the day. Well, that's part of our story, getting kicked out and then trying to come back to Broome. So, Brand New Day is our story.
Director Rachel Perkins is staying true to Jimmy Chai's vision.
Well, there's a saying that goes something like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we always felt that way about this work. It had such a great spirit and a great tone, like a comic, warm tone. And we thought, let's not change that. Let's try and keep that intact.
Rachel Perkins speaking to Anne-Maria Nicholson.